every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101, the show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack when the reaper's drawing near. We're the ones, when you're done, Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPALASLASLACRRMMCMAMOUSE. You don't speak for any of those guys.
Or any of the anonymous.
Matter of fact, the only one of us that even speaks well for themselves is Mark and Shelley.
The only one of us is
the
Mark
only
and
one?
Shelley?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, because I was thinking it was just going to say Shelley, and I was thinking, Mark speaks pretty well for himself. I better throw him in.
You were an afterthought.
Yeah, but at least
not for
I
the
thought.
First time in my life.
Yeah, but at least I thought. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley.
And Mark.
Mark!
The solution.
Mark, the solution.
Don't get me started on that whole thing.
I'm going to get him a shirt.
That's right. I'll mark the solution.
Actually, you know what? That'd be a good shirt. That shirt would probably sell. The solution.
Yeah. Yep. I'm here from the Laguna Shore.
Laguna Shore instead of Jersey Shore?
It could be the resolution. Never mind. Sweet. It's time for a commercial break.
Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Do you know someone who has a problem with drugs or alcohol? You know you want to intervene, but what can you do? Your loved one, friend, or colleague is spiraling out of control. You can help by calling Diversified Intervention Group. You do not have to deal with this problem alone. Call the intervention specialist at 909-559-9568. Diversified Intervention Group specializes in drug and alcohol intervention. We can help break the cycle of addiction. There is hope for recovery. The Diversified Intervention Group is your solution. Call 909-559-9568. Call now before it's too late. We provide services throughout North America. The Diversified Intervention Group. One phone call can make the difference.
Diversified Intervention Group is not a medical provider, nor do we provide medical services. If you feel that you are suffering a life-threatening situation, then immediately call 911 or contact your health care provider. Our drug and alcohol intervention service does not intend to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
Welcome back.
Awesome. Your dreams are your ticket out.
Welcome back.
To the same old place that you laughed about. Though the names have all changed.
You have a chance to rescue.
Yeah, are you done? When you're quite
Why?
Finished.
Why?
When you're quite. Why? What difference would it make if we were done or not?
Yeah. What would we do then?
Are you ready for?
Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. I'm still shocked with our awesomeness, even when I'm sick.
Good Lord. Give me strength.
I'm just waiting any day
so
now.
So I can use it to beat him to death with?
Any day now, like MGM Studios is going to call, or Pixar or something's going to call and go, you guys are the shiznits.
God.
We need Foley artists
grant
like
me
you.
The serenity. To accept the things I cannot change.
Bruce.
That's me.
The courage to change the things I can.
That's
also
you.
That's also you.
Okay, yeah. So anywho, we have some big important news here. Senior U.S. District Judge Jack T. Camp was arrested Friday after he tried to buy cocaine and roxycodone from an undercover law enforcement officer.
Was he with a stripper?
They also found two unregistered guns in his car.
Sweet.
He intended to use the drugs with a stripper.
Sweet.
Now, here's an interesting consequence of this. All the judges in his district have recused themselves.
What?
From hearing his case.
Yeah, because they all...
Because they all have strippers and cocaine.
No, because it's a conflict. They all know him. It's a conflict of interest.
Maybe.
So they're going to have to find...
The stripper knows all of them.
You realize he still has a 50-50 chance of getting reelected.
Yeah, I know. I mean, look at Marion Barry.
Oh.
Let me smoke crack on film and then get run for... Hey, you know what?
What?
I would think about running for an office. And
would
I
you?
Used to smoke crack.
Does what that, office would you that, run for?
It'd be low budget. It'd be something like Covina City Council so I could slap them all around in those city council meetings where they don't do anything.
Yeah.
No, I really thought about it. I watched the city council meeting go.
And what stopped you? You're a business owner.
You know what?
What?
The
You have no felonies.
I don't.
Which puts you well ahead of most people running for office.
True.
That's it. I'm going to run.
Okay.
Next time.
Can I be your campaign manager?
I need a bunch of... What I need is I need a bunch of printing through iTax. Yay! You know what? I could do it.
You could do it.
You could do it.
I'm going to run on the I Inhaled platform.
That was the end game.
I Inhaled. Many times.
So what?
So what? Well, that's what I'm saying with the Marion Barry thing. You know what I mean? It's like Mark. Mark?
What?
Very intelligent guy. Wits about him. Used to get loaded like a mofo all the time. And now, sober, yeah. Would you be incapable of holding an office?
I qualify.
So Marion Barry, maybe, well, maybe Marion Barry, but, you know, maybe not so out there.
Okay. This is an Associated Press story.
Shelly, just let me just cross right over the
Uh-oh. Spider.
I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss it. It's coming toward you.
Spider.
Slipper of death.
Running around.
It's gone.
I missed it. It's going to come back to get me.
I don't know where it is, but I'm doing the Mexican tap dance around there. If he's anywhere in the area, I probably just got him.
Okay, anyway. Associated Press story. A man celebrated getting out of jail after 19 years on 7 DUIs by getting his 8th DUI.
Hip, hip.
Wow.
Hooray.
Woohoo.
That's it, huh?
That's the story. It was an Associated Press blurb.
The Associated Depressed came out with that?
Yes, the Associated. Did I say depressed?
You know what? We should, though. Whenever it's something from them, the Associated Depressed.
We now have the...
Do-do-do.
Oh, I like that. Do that again.
Do-do-do-do.
Okay, that's our new sound effect.
That's going to be... Okay, we got to try it together now. You ready?
Yeah. Do-do-do-do.
It's going to be... Man, that one didn't look quite so good. It's going to be Fran's new ringtone.
The first one, off the cuff, was always best.
So anyway, the hero of the week, Farmingdale, New York, a Dunkin' Donuts dishwasher.
It's already good.
A triple D?
Dunkin' Donuts dishwasher, yes.
Wow.
Fought off a would-be robber with a dishwasher hose. And the robber was armed.
He hit him with his hose?
Came into the Dunkin' Donuts with wearing a scream mask, you know, that ghost, face ghost mask. With a gun in his hand, screaming, give me the money, give me the money. And the dishwasher just turned around, turned the hose on him, and blasted him. And he ran away.
Now, have you noticed that some of the heroes of the week lately have been like really regular guys? We got the triple D Dunkin'.
What's the dishwasher guy's name?
They didn't say, actually.
Then you've got the Domino's pizza delivery guy that beats down the armed robbers.
And then delivers the
and
pizza.
And delivers the pizza still warm. I mean, you know, what it's the little things that make it.
And Victor Perez with his saving the 8-year-old girl from the... He saw the Amber Alert on TV. It was last week.
Oh, yeah.
He saw the Amber Alert on TV, and then
Victor.
We reported on it last week.
Yeah.
That was my favorite one.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Well,
somebody's life got saved.
Yeah.
You know, the pizza being delivered on time kind of pales in comparison.
Whoa.
Like, doesn't pale in comparison.
Yeah. Whoa, just wait a second there, bucko.
Yeah, but you know what? We're not talking Domino's pizza. We're talking Domino's.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. In the
Although
UK-
we'd love to get sponsorship from Domino's.
Or Domino's.
Or you know, just about anybody.
Domino's just bring pizza.
Dude, I'd talk about Domino's on every show if they just delivered us a pizza.
Yeah.
You know what? Mark and Brian do that all the time. Like some group brings them in dinner or something, and they talk about them the whole show. About how bitchin' it is.
In the UK, former actress Alexandra Bastedo.
Never heard of her.
No, she's that's why she's former, probably. Noticed her three pygmy goats behaving oddly and rushed them to the vet.
They just weren't as attentive sexually as they used to be.
No, behaving oddly as in like swaying from side to side, randomly falling over, drooling, throwing up.
Can I ask a question? Did they eat mushrooms?
Can I ask they a question? Ate psilocybin mushrooms. Yeah. This is in the UK. I didn't even know they had psilocybin mushrooms in the UK. Either. An entire field.
Did they give an address?
They ate so no. Okay. Didn't give the address. Besides,
we
it's a moot
go
point.
Pick this weekend.
They ate so many mushrooms it took 2 days for the goats to recover.
Wow.
Now that's a heck of a high.
A goat detox.
Yeah.
I wonder if you drank the milk.
I was just thinking that.
I know.
That's some goat cheese.
Would that be considered going out? You wouldn't know.
No. Have you ever seen the falling goats thing?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I love those. You make a quick movement, they seize up and they just fall over. It's so sad. It's like they're trying to show people. They go out there with an umbrella and they pop it open, and like every goat on the field falls over. And I'm like, it'd suck to be a goat and have these guys like doing interviews every week, making you fall down.
Bruce,
appropriately,
come back.
Appropriately, volunteers went and dug up all the rest of the psilocybin mushrooms out of the field to save the goats from being sick again.
Yet dug up, I doubt that.
The goats would have adjusted a bit eventually.
Well. And I guarantee, the day after you pick them, that field's full of them again.
Well, they specifically said dug up in the story.
You know what?
You'd have to dig
it up. You know
what?
Those goats enjoyed a couple sunsets more than the rest.
Yeah. You know how they got the California milk commercials with California's got
happy cows?
Yeah.
It's like the happy goats.
The UK has happy goats.
Yeah. Wausau, Wisconsin.
Wausau.
Wow.
Wausau.
That's easy for you to say.
Wausau.
Authorities have rescued and arrested a drunk man who fell into the Wisconsin River while he was chasing a one-legged goose. Now, you got to be really, really drunk not to be able to catch a one-legged goose.
I don't know. If you've ever caught a goose, I don't know that I'd want to catch a goose.
He wanted to catch it because he wanted to take it home and kill it and eat it.
They bite. Hard.
I had a goose try to attack me at a golf course one day.
Really? Did you hit him with your golf club?
Hit him with a 4-iron. Absolutely.
4! Wow. Did you kill him?
No.
Oh, just hit him.
He had a big old knot on his schnoz for like the next 2 months while we went and played there.
Every time you go to play, that goose is like, stay away from that dude.
Yeah, watch out for him.
Let him play through.
Yeah.
Okay, we got 3 more stories to get through, and
okay.
This next quite astonished me.
Well, that's difficult.
Not really. I get astonished by a lot of things. Drunken Kiwis. Kiwis are New Zealanders.
Oh, I was going to say. I didn't realize fruit drank, but okay.
Drunken Kiwis have appalled the Germans at their annual Munich Oktoberfest, the largest Oktoberfest in the world.
Whoa. The largest Oktoberfest in the world is in New Zealand?
Munich.
No, it's in
or
Munich.
They went to
Germany.
Munich.
Gotcha.
Kiwis were in Munich.
Yes. They were part of, these New Zealanders were part of something called the Club 100, which means that you have to drink 100 beer shots in 100 minutes.
Oh, I could have been in that.
Oh, yeah.
And,
Mark and I are like, and?
Wow.
So?
I don't see.
That's like spring training.
I kind of was looking at that thinking, that's really not that much beer when you think about it, because it's only like.
Is it only a shot?
It's a shot every minute.
God. Do you have to like actually space them a minute apart, or could you drink like 10 shots?
Oh, they got all kinds of rules, which I'm going to.
You could drink them by the beer.
Yeah, please review the rules because we have listeners
minutes,
dropping off by
hour.
Like flies right now.
That's over an hour. I could drink 100 shots in an hour. Jeez.
Yeah, it didn't seem like that much beer to me, but apparently it is to some people.
Well, it's
people.
A lot of. I mean,
some
if,
of the
when
rules.
You add it all up, it'd be a lot of beer, but
no, it'd only be like 12 beers. In an hour and 40 minutes.
Well, no, yeah. It's got to be more than that.
No, I did the math. It's about 12 beers.
100 shots is 100 ounces. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's about a 12-pack, give or take a beer.
It ain't that much beer.
Wow, that's
12 beers in an
really
hour and 40
lame.
Minutes. So at any rate, but apparently it's not so lame for them. They must get a head start or something before they do this, because some of the rules include they are not allowed to wear underwear, and if they are wearing underwear, it will be physically ripped off their bodies.
Yay,
they are not
Oktoberfest.
They are not allowed to touch their faces.
With their underwear.
With anything. I don't know why, but they're not allowed to touch their faces. They're not allowed to drink with...
I'm left-handed. That's okay.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Yeah, because by the time you get to like the 50th shot, you're already forgetting you can't drink with your right hand, so you get disqualified.
Now, here's the really gross part. If you pee...
Getting your underwear ripped off is not gross enough.
If you pee or vomit, you have to ingest it.
The pee?
And the vomit. How you would ingest the pee if you I don't understand.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. That's the deal breaker right there is the pee. You can't pee and you're going to drink a 12-pack? That would be the toughest part of that.
Wouldn't
be tough
drinking. You know, because if you pee right before you start and you're doing this in 100 minutes, you can hold it.
You ever notice that though? Like if you took a 12-pack and held it up to like your stomach, that takes up a lot of room.
Yeah, but a lot of that's can and cardboard.
Yeah, true.
I don't know. I just thought that was disgusting.
Plus, we absorb well.
Anyway, the Germans were quite appalled at that and said that they were like animals. So I'm guessing they got a head start before they started their little competition.
That was Kiwi rules.
Yes.
The
New
Zealanders. So they came to Oktoberfest and then
and did this.
There was Kiwi rules.
And well, they did this Club 100 thing at the middle of their Oktoberfest and caused a big stink.
Oh, I understand that. You got to have your own stuff if you're going to like make rules. You can't.
Hey,
you don't get to make rules.
You're going to have to drink that pee.
You don't make rules for Oktoberfest. It already has its rules.
Yeah.
Get drunk.
Meet fall
a German
down,
girl.
Drink. Get drunk. Fall down.
Fräulein.
Perfect.
Ryan Dune of Brampton, Ontario, Canada, thought he'd won $1 million in the McDonald's Monopoly game because he had gotten the Park Place ticket.
That's a tough one.
And he went on to the McDonald's website to register his, because you can go on there. There's a little address. You go on the website and see how much you won. And he's like, oh, I won $1 million. And he called the McDonald's company, and they said, no, you need Boardwalk as well.
I was going to say, what do you get for Boardwalk?
Well, it's not just him. It's he and several other people are now going to sue McDonald's for breach of contract because it says right on their website that all you need is Park Place.
I need to find Park Place.
Yeah. So what do you think? I mean, is that a breach of contract?
I'll represent you for 30%.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd go after that.
I'm not a lawyer, but I play one on TV.
Yeah, I'd go after that.
I'll bet you McDonald's will settle.
I play one on the radio.
I'll bet you McDonald's will settle with, it's like five people or something that all this happened
to settle,
before they change the website.
First of all, to McDonald's, this is nothing but PR. If they give them money, it's going to be like a lot of advertising.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. What maneuver was that?
That was, you hold the mic in front of your face. Do we have to go there again?
I wasn't the one going.
Can I have a quarter? Can I have a quarter?
I wasn't. I was motioning you to actually talk into the mic because your levels are getting lower and lower and lower.
Well, that's because when you get excited, like, see, I'm talking directly into the mic and look at your levels. I'm talking directly in at a steady pace.
Well, apparently you're a very excitable person.
Yeah.
LA County, this is the last story. LA County sheriffs have arrested 11 people in a countywide raid of medical marijuana dispensaries. They discovered drugs and pot-laced breakfast cereals and candy bars.
They found pot.
They found drugs at a marijuana distributing place.
Marijuana.
I'm stunned.
Marijuana,
yeah. Now, here's the kicker, is that none of the 11 have been charged. They were released because apparently they were following the law. Now, what I want to know is, why did they do the raid in the first place then?
Yeah, I don't know. Senses.
I don't know. It didn't say in the story, but that just seems ridiculous. A waste of manpower.
Are we done?
We are done with the Boozy News.
Awesome.
Okay.
Bruce, what's our topic?
The thrill of the chase. The thrill of the chase.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, actually, it could be in several ways. But the thrill of the chase is, as we were discussing before, in between shows, when you're sitting around and you haven't gotten what your substance is that you want to get, but it's almost like you have, you know, and how many different parts of life does that work in? I mean, like when you first go out with someone, like you're going to go out on a date and it's a hottie and you're going to go out with them and you haven't even gone out with them yet, but it's almost as good as you've gone out with them.
Showered, like, condoms.
You're like ready to go.
Okay.
Now, Shelley.
Yes.
You were mentioning that you used to get you clearly heroin addicted drug addict that you are.
Yeah, right.
You had mentioned that you would get that kind of feeling when?
Driving to get my bottle of vodka or whatever I was drinking that day.
And then what? Because
I'd get so excited that I'd have to run to the bathroom.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, like, it would be
hopefully
like I had to go to...
It's not at Oktoberfest.
No, not at Oktoberfest, but it would...
You have to ingest it.
It would literally, I mean, I had to run to the bathroom.
So you'd get so excited about getting loaded.
Yeah.
Now, Mark, do you ever have that happen, like waiting for a big load of cocaína?
Didn't have to go to the bathroom.
No, I never had to go to the bathroom either, but did you get that kind of feeling?
Of course, once I got it, I was in the bathroom, so what's the difference?
Yeah,
actually, everybody knew I had to go to the bathroom. That's where I ended up.
Yep, for the next nine hours.
Yeah, look, Mark got coke. He went to the bathroom.
Now, did you used to have that?
The
did
anticipation,
you experience that?
The ketchup bottle syndrome.
Anticipation.
Anticipation. Oh,
anticipation.
Yeah. You know.
It's making you wait. Now
it's slow good.
It's slow good. Now
slow ride.
Take it easy.
Did you find as time went on?
Sorry. He started it.
What?
Shelley went around the bend.
He started singing slow ride and then now it's in my head.
You said take it easy, right?
Uh-huh.
Slow ride!
All right. Okay, let's move on before I get the song stuck in my head for real.
No, it already is.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, it was always, you know, that I know we've got the deal's ready. We've got it in place. We've made all these secretive coded phone calls. All right, which I was trying to figure out, why did we try to talk in code on the phone? What's the matter, Bruce? Are you like on fire over there?
Yes, he is.
I just completely lit my chair on fire with a cigar.
Nice one.
How exciting.
So anyway, why did you make the coded phone
calls? Why did we talk in code on the,
Because it wasn't ever very good code.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, hey, what do you got? I need to pick up like a quarter elbow.
Yeah, they'd say, I'd like to bring my friend Ben Franklin over.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Or,
nobody could figure this out.
Yeah, Ben Franklin on the 20th.
Yeah. So, bring. I need to bring
I'm bringing $2,000. Get an ounce of coke ready.
I mean, when you think about it, that's true.
If they're listening, they've already got you. If they're not listening, it doesn't matter.
That's true. Well, now, did you find as time went on that the sort of high you got, for want of a better term, the runner's high you got before you even got anything, sort of ended up being better than what you got after?
No.
Really?
Really.
Wow. Because near the end of my using, getting loaded really wasn't that fun.
Yeah, you guys were junkies.
Well, then why'd you get sober? It was always better.
No, it wasn't always better, but it wasn't better.
Oh, yeah, but the other thing wasn't better
than actually having it.
Because I used to find that my anticipation, my expectation level, I can make my expectation level far better than what the reality is going to be. Far better.
You must have got some crappy dope.
Oh, no, no, no. It's just that I can imagine dope you can't even get. And that's the problem. It's like, it doesn't matter if it's Flacco going to the corner to get it for me. It's like, I'm thinking, it's coming straight out of the Peruvian field.
That's right.
It's coming right out of the manufacturing. Matter of fact, it's so pure, it's still clumpy and wet. For those of you out there romancing right
now.
Yeah,
I was going to say, how many people are you planning on sending out with this topic?
Well, actually, I was just talking about the feeling you get before you ever get anything.
Do you still get it, like, for other things?
Yeah, oh, of course.
Yeah. The stuff I got was so good, we had to put it under a heat lamp in order to dry it out because it was just wet and clumpy and rocky and...
Okay.
Ew.
Okay. Folks, put down the pipe.
We're just having some fun here, guys.
Put down the pipe. Mark didn't mean it.
We really are serious about our recovery.
Everyone except Mark. Mark, who has the most time here, is, you know what he told me the other day? He said, I'm going to go on Recovery 101. I'm going to send out thousands of people to ensure that my recovery will remain up at top.
That's right.
It's gonna
That's
cause
like putting people
to
down
out.
To make yourself look better.
That's right. You know, I'm gonna get darts and I'm gonna dip them in drugs and I'm gonna get a blow like one of those
blow guns
and I'm gonna shoot people in the neck with it, and then I'll sponsor them when they come back. Yeah,
that's just rude.
Yeah, that's it. Three people down right there.
What did I just feel on the side of my neck?
Is that an insect bite? Yo.
So Shelly, do you get it now? With other
I
things?
Do over strange things. I mean, I don't have to run to the bathroom anymore, but I get the same physical, like, anticipatory feeling over, like, the last time that I got it was when I went to buy yarn.
Wow.
Because I was really excited because there was a really good yarn sale.
We're sorry.
And I'm
so sorry.
Hey, it was a really good yarn sale. You guys don't understand. You guys do not understand.
I don't.
You're right.
No, and they had the silk bamboo yarn on 50% off.
Is a yarn sale and a sauerkraut sale like the same thing?
Oh, a sauerkraut sale would rock.
Like a yarn sale?
Yeah.
And they're similar.
Yeah, I'd have to buy lots of sauerkraut.
Okay.
I missed something in that exchange.
We had a moment. We're back
now. Was a yard sale like a sauerkraut sale?
Yarn.
Okay.
Just the anticipatory, knowing that you're going to get something that you really want or need, and you're going to get a really good deal on it.
Shun, non-believer. Shun.
This show has gone so badly sideways. I can't even describe it.
Now, do you ever get that feeling going to a meeting? I've gotten that before, especially speaker meetings, where I hear someone's going to be a good speaker, and you're like all jazzed up about it. Then after you hear them share, you're like, eh. Remember we had the guy that came and visited the show with our friend Kaya from up north?
Yeah.
And supposedly this guy is more, you know, the fact that he was talking about that his speaker tape had more downloads than, like, anybody else. And he was on the show and we're like, this guy's lame. I mean, he wasn't even like, and then I went and listened to his speaker tape and I'm like, this MF-er's downloading it himself. Because I listened to it and I'm like, it didn't even match, like, a relatively good one at Pitzer. I mean, it was, like, not that great.
You know what's really funny though? In CA, I've heard several speakers who were at the first meeting ever. They're all really good.
But they all have a lot of time too.
Yeah, but one of the best speakers I ever heard had like 9 months when he came and spoke. We couldn't keep him tied to his chair. Yeah,
sorry, I'm
JT.
JD.
JT.
Yeah. Oh, JT. Yeah, he was rocking.
And
he
Fuego.
Was on fire.
Hope he comes back someday.
You know what?
Hope he makes it back.
He threw an awesome pitch, and then like 2 weeks later, he's gone.
Yeah.
That was
shot his wad.
Yeah. Well, you know what, though? But, Shelly, now you have booked speakers.
Yes.
Now, do you ever have someone tell you, oh, this guy's awesome?
I actually got the anticipatory feeling before a speaker named Teresa. I'd heard her before, so I knew she was really good. So it was like, getting so excited to hear her speak again, even though, and there's another one named Sister B that I'm the same way.
Sister B rocks.
I will go.
Sister B's funny as hell.
Oh,
too.
And
if Teresa's the one you were that I'm thinking of, she was really good.
Yeah, she was.
Oh, God.
She was what?
She was really,
really good.
Good.
And I would get so excited because I knew that they were going to be sharing, and I'd already heard the pitch, like Sister B's pitch. I have probably heard it 12 times. I'd go into it again and again and again and again.
Yeah. Well, she's great.
Yeah.
So then what happened with this other gal?
Who?
The one that you were getting. Did you find that it didn't live up to the expectations?
Oh, no. She was great again.
Oh.
She was terrific. There have been a
so
couple
it
of...
it was a double high because you got the feeling it was going to be great, and then it was great.
There was one speaker that we had... that another member had of the group had recommended to me, said, oh, he's really great. He's really great. You're going to love him. He's so funny. He's terrific. He's wonderful. Built him up and built him up and built him up. So I'm looking forward to a night with a great pitch, and it was going to be a good meeting and everything. And the guy supposedly has 20 umpty years or whatever, and he gets up there to share, and he's sharing for about 5 minutes, and all of a sudden I realized that he had just relapsed 2 weeks before. So his entire share was about his 2 weeks of relapse at a meeting where you're supposed to have 10 years to speak.
So you shut him right up and sat him down and
no, I let
called
it go.
Someone up.
You're supposed to have 10 years to speak? Ego run rampant.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Because well, it's such an important meeting.
Yeah.
Because when Becky got 10 years, that's when... wasn't she happy so she could speak at that meeting?
Yeah, but I don't think she has.
I haven't.
Well, you're not likely to, Mr.
No,
CA at an
AA. They probably won't let me.
You could, though.
Some guy in the back left-hand, in the left-hand corner behind the speaker would probably try to stop me.
You know what? That's what I love about scoring speakers for CA meetings. Mm. It almost doesn't matter what fellowship they're from. You know, they could be MA, they could be CMA, they could be NA, they could be AA. They could all speak there because it's all mind-altering chemicals. Yeah.
I went to a meeting last Friday that I hadn't been to in over 20 years, and the speaker got all done, and I thought he was really good, and I walked up to him, and we started talking.
And you
we came in like 26.
Oh.
And it was like, Kenny? Mark?
Isn't that amazing? Like, yeah. Isn't it weird, like, when you go somewhere far away and you run into someone that you know? And you did, you know, just out of the blue. That's awesome. Shelly's getting the bobbly head thing going. She's like, cut, we're done. She's a barrel of monkeys today.
So what are your last words, Bruce?
I have not yet begun to fight.
We have nothing to fear but fear, so.
Give me liberty or give me death.
My last words on that subject are... Yes, that used to happen to me all the time. And yes, you know what? It's expectation versus acceptance level. To put it in a program thing, you know what? I can build some up to be as great as I want, and sometimes that's good. But if it doesn't turn out so good, then maybe my acceptance level is low. There you go. So what are yours, Shelley?
Love a really good yarn sale.
And what was the other part that went to that? Yarn and...
Sauerkraut.
Still not getting that.
That's what you should call the show, Yarn and Sauerkraut.
You'll have to explain it to me after because I...
It's actually better not having it explained.
Okay.
It loses so much in the translation.
It must. Because yarn and sauerkraut, I'm not seeing them come together, but...
They taste about the same.
Sauerkraut.
Not a fan. I'm not a fan of
I like
the kraut.
Sauerkraut, actually. So.
What are your last words, Mark?
I have not yet begun to fight. No, my last words are, you know what, I'm anxious to see in my near future here whether the anticipation of things going on actually match up the actual occurrence.
And you know what I think?
I think we're thinking about
the same thing, I don't think they will. I think the actual occurrence will end up far outdistancing what you're thinking. It's kind of like when you first get sober.
But will I be in danger of going out then?
I just set my chair on fire again.
But will I be in danger of going out then? When things are good.
Well, you and I have had this discussion. Could be a lot of money the air.
Is this that whole when everything's going good thing?
Redux, yeah.
Yeah, redo. Anyway.
Yes.
We have a friend back east.
Who's
his name
Bruce?
Is Bruce.
The other white meat?
The other white meat. He does a 12stepgazette.com. You can read it and check it out. Look in last month's thing for the really good story on a couple of the people from the show. And then there's a, there should be
Bruce,
a new
that's
one
why
up
he
by
introduces
now.
It that way.
You can get the subscription prescription, and they'll send it to you. Or you can get it sent to you in your email. You can get it sent to your Alano Club or your NA or CA Club if you have one near you. Shelly, do we have any friends online? Cough, cough.
We
Mark,
don't.
Do we have any friends
Shelly
online?
Shelly says we don't have any friends online.
Mark?
So what?
Do we have any friends online?
InTheRooms.com. You can go up on their website, and you can listen to speaker tapes, and you can go and find groups in the A of your choice. You can go to the Inbedded Player.
Inbred Player.
For Recovery 101 Radio, and you Shelly can listen to the show while you hunt and peck.
Sweet. Hi, Shelly. You feeling okay now?
Are you back?
No, I'm going to have a major coughing fit here in a few minutes.
Okay. Okay. Well, then we'll hopefully be off the air before that happens.
Yeah.
I have a high expectation about it, though, right now.
Tell us about the 12-Step Music Festival, Bruce.
Oh, yeah. 12-Step Music Fest at 12stepmusicfest.com. That is going to be in Key West, Florida at the beginning of November. Go check it out. There's lots of people going to be there. Artie Kornfeld, the creator of Woodstock, is going to be there. Chuck Negron from Three Dog Night is going to be there. Mark Lundholm, the alcoholic addict comedian, is going to be there. It's going to be good. Check it out at 12stepmusicfest.com. Shelly, do we have any email addresses?
You can go to recovery101radio@gmail.com, recovery101radio@hotmail.com, and recovery_101@hotmail.com.
Shelly, you've changed. let's see what. Shelly's, oh, we've got videos
sort of
at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rules62. Shelly, who's the lead out music by?
8 days clean.
Wow.
There you
Eight
go.
Days clean. Everyone, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
Can do. There ain't nothing anyone can do. hotel rooms. And when their eyes meet, their hearts beat the same tune. And they're making love under the moonlight. They wake up to a burning sun. They're gonna share their nasty habits till their time is done. Oh, then they'll wake up to their favorite bottle. They're gonna filter through the same spoon. They're gonna have a